Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And as we gather around the table this Thanksgiving, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From the MTE family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. This morning, we are talking with our friends from the Salvation Army, Sergeant George Keith, here with us today. And busy time of the year for you guys. And
sure is. Good to be here, Brian.
Yeah, good to have you as well. When you think of Thanksgiving, is it maybe the last chance before it's really just like, you know,
yeah,
pedal to the floor?
For sure. Between October and Christmas Day, that's our one day that we do get completely off, so we look forward to it.
So just another reason to enjoy Christmas.
Absolutely.
I'm sure. So I did want to say, I know we've got several things to talk about, but enjoyed the first ever that I remember Red Kettle Kickoff. That was a cool event.
That went really well, and I really appreciate you coming out for that. We had Mayor McFarland and Vice Mayor Shacklett come. Mayor McFarland had some good things to say, and then they pulled the ribbon off the sign, and we had the Eagle Nation Choir from Mitchell Nelson there. Shout out to them, and they sang the Star Spangled Banner to start us off, and then they sang some Christmas carols. And then we had our regional band, an ensemble from our regional band called the Cumberland Brass there to play some brass music.
Yeah.
Passing out hot chocolate and donuts. I want to thank Donut Country for providing those donuts. I want to thank Lanham Events for creating that space for us with their tables and some of their chairs. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was... a good turnout, I thought, for a first ever event, and you know, it kind of got it on the mayor's radar too, because the following city council meeting, at the end, you know, they do their shout outs and things like that.
Oh,
and you know, the mayor mentioned during the council meeting that the kettles would be out and support the Salvation Army. So, you know, building those strong relationships is important for the Army.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how I know it was the Red Kettle Kickoff, and there were some things that actually kicked off. But when will we start seeing, you know, folks ringing the bell?
On Monday.
Oh, okay.
On Monday, we'll have them actually just at two locations on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. They'll be at Hobby Lobbies, both here in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna. And then after that, they'll be at Kroger, at Sam's Club, and at Walmart's. So you'll see us out there.
So I guess right after Thanksgiving then.
Yep, the day after Thanksgiving is when we start that off.
Yeah. So you'll see the kettles out and about. I did have, and this has been a thing when I was even serving on the board, it was how do we handle this, you know, people being cashless? A lot of people just don't carry cash, you know? But I think we've got that all figured out, haven't you?
Yeah, well, including me.
Yeah.
I remember I walked up to a Rule King in one of my appointments, and I think it was a scout troop out there was selling something. And I said, "Do you take card?" He's like, "No, we only take cash." And I was in my Salvation Army uniform. And I said, "Well, ironically, I don't have any cash right now." But yes, we have QR codes right on the signs that take Venmo and Apple Pay, I believe, and PayPal. And you can donate right from your phone. People are getting a lot more comfortable with that. And so the first time it was rolled out, they weren't so sure about it, but it's kind of become the way. So definitely that's another giving opportunity. We'll take your cash, your
sure.
And your change and your checks, of course. Yeah, that change, and I love to say, you know, when you give us your change, expect change. So that's it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year.
So do you have I'm sure you have a goal in mind, and maybe explain to folks, because I think this is important for people to know. If you're in Rutherford County and you see a red kettle and you give to that kettle, that money stays right here for what? What does it do? Yes.
So it really, it helps us with our operations. Mm-hmm. You know, we run a 35-bed shelter. We have to, a lot of times we get food donated, but we have to buy food. We have to buy, you know, we're just like any other business. You got to buy stuff to keep you going and pay your people. So it takes about $75,000 a month to run the Salvation Army and all the programming that we do. And the kettles helps us with that a little bit. Our goal is 70,000 this year.
Okay. So, we're looking at right at about a 12th of your total operations,
I guess. Yeah. It's a good chunk of our operations for the year,
which is good. So, again, are you going to have, let me try to remember. You said the Walmarts, Sam's Clubs, mm-hmm. Kroger's.
Yeah.
And the Hobby Lobbies.
Hobby Lobbies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And at the Hobby Lobbies right now and right after Thanksgiving. Yeah. And that rolls right until Christmas Eve, I guess.
Yeah. The Hobby Lobbies will start on the 24th on Monday.
Okay, Monday. Yeah. Give if you can. And when you see those bell ringers many times are people who are volunteering their time, aren't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely. Registertoring.com. If you want to, you can join up as a group, or you can join up as an individual. I love to say, you know, grab your offices, have some, because on our register to ring on your profile, after you've rung, I go in and I put in your total. So, you know, you can bring it, to your Bible study and say, hey, I beat all of you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or your civic club or your office or even your enemies, you know.
Brag, right?
Just get everybody out there. Yeah, we'd love to see you.
So I went to registertoring.com, mm-hmm. and I see that there are options to ring as an individual, a group, or a virtual ringer. So mm-hmm. let's talk about those individually. So if someone just wanted to do this, maybe their family wanted to do that as a group or whatnot, but individuals, how does that work, and how much time are you talking for someone to volunteer?
Yeah, so our shifts are in 3 hours, from 9 to 12, and then from 12 to 3, and then 3 to 6.
Okay.
So you could take a shift and ring the whole shift. That's as an individual, you can go and sign up that way, and it'll shoot you an email, shoots me an email, make sure I know that you're going to be at, Belk. We're going to be at Belk, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Let's walk through the process here about, let's say you're that 9 o'clock shift. I mean, who has the kettle? Does someone meet? I mean, how does all that work?
Yeah, so what we typically do is we'll leave a tote out for you that'll have your bell and your kettle, and the stand will be up there. What I do is I go around in the morning and make sure all those are set up for our 9 o'clock volunteers, and we set out the kettle for them. If you're lucky, I might just meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on, you know, because if I have, you know, 5 volunteers starting at 9, I have to make sure they're all out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and then I guess it's just a handoff to the 12 o'clock group, yep. and then the 3 o'clock group.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you put some miles on the old car, I guess, driving
around. We sure do. These, you know, cause we turn in mileage logs, to our divisional headquarters, and, November and December are always like twice as much as the rest of the year.
I can only imagine. And, I mean, and you're letting out for Smyrna to mm-hmm. and then, you know, by the time you go to a Kroger on one side of town, then you have to go to the other, and yep. then the Walmart. Do you map out where you go to and how you go to those?
Yes, I
most
actually,
efficiently.
Yes, I actually use a website. I forget what the website is, but I enter in all my locations, and it gives me the best route.
How about that?
The quickest route.
Boy, yeah,
it's like living in the future.
I know. I'm thinking you have to pull them, you know, paper map out to map that out. So, well, that is awesome. So, again, The times would be 9 to noon, noon to 3, 3 to 6. Sign up for one of those. I'm sure that probably weekdays are harder to get for individuals and groups to come out. So I would think that would be your biggest need for folks who do have some time that they could do
that. Yeah, if you have some time during the week, we'll take you anytime. Saturdays and Fridays are always nice. We don't ring on Sunday. And we don't, there's only two Mondays that we'll be ringing this year. The other Mondays we won't be. But come on out. Anytime that you're available, you know, sign up on registertoring.com and we can get going.
Can you decide, you know, if you live closest to the Walmart on Memorial Boulevard?
Yeah.
Can you kind of choose mm-hmm. from locations too?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So they go, you type in your zip code, and it brings up some locations for you.
Okay. And it's a wonderful opportunity for those who may be business owners that are listening in to encourage your team to get out and volunteer and do some
absolutely.
Volunteer work.
And if those business owners want to partner with us and sponsor one of our kettle locations, they can call my office and we can set that up as well.
Okay. So that is registertoring.com, and I will put that link in the podcast description as well. We're talking to Sergeant George Keith today with the Salvation Army here in Murfreesboro. Again, all the Hobby Lobbies, Walmarts, Kroger, Sam's Club, and don't forget Belk here in Murfreesboro. This is also a time of the year, Angel Tree. How's that going?
It's going great. We have 400 families, a little over 400 families this year that will be helping, and that's plus, and then also an additional seniors, mm-hmm. Senior angels. You can get those at Stones River Mall and the Walmart on Old Fort. If you're out and about, you can grab. There's angel trees there that you can get them from. You can also
They're already out.
Mm-hmm, they're okay. out, and we've even gotten some back. People are on the ball, so that's really cool. But so those are the places that you can grab them. Absolutely.
And so I think December 5th is when you need everything back.
Yep, December 5th is when we want those angels back so we can get them all sorted and ready for distribution day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for those angels that may not be picked up, or someone picks up an angel and then maybe doesn't follow through, because I know that happens.
Yeah.
How do you know what those items are? I guess there's a method that you've got to know what hasn't come in. And
yes, well, my method is that I have an amazing wife, Sergeant Ruby.
Yeah, there you go.
Sergeant Ruby has that all in a binder.
Yeah.
So she knows like which angels either didn't get adopted or maybe didn't get returned, and we try to fill those as best we can. With other toy donations
and there are people who actually help or volunteer or donate just for Forgotten Angels and the reason for December 5th mm-hmm. I'm assuming is to make sure you can get everything together for mm-hmm. the pickup day, which is really an awesome day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we try to get that my wife always tries to make that, Sergeant Ruby always makes that the day where the kids are still in school, so you know, mom and dad can come pick up and drop off.
Well, that's awesome. So if you're out and about at the Stones River Mall or at the Walmart on Old Fort, pick up an angel and help with the Angel Tree program. Going to help a lot of kids and some seniors here too in the community. Before our time gets away, early in November, you had your Harvest Festival. So how did the Community Harvest Festival go?
Oh, it went very well. We had about 100 people in attendance. First United Methodist Church came out and provided hamburgers and hot dogs for everyone. Also passing out hats and gloves as it's getting to be cold.
Yeah.
So it was great to have the United Methodist Church bus ministry out there. We had one of our board members, Art Alston, he's a DJ and was able to DJ the party for us, festival for us, party. Anyway. It was a party. And we had a music group, Adoration it's a Spanish name, and I'm sorry, I'm going to mispronounce it. But Adoration Adoracion perform some worship songs, and they were really wonderful.
Oh, cool.
To have out there. Mm-hmm.
So this was the first time you've had this event, is it not, or is it second?
I think this is the first time we've had since I've been here.
Yeah,
We've had the fall festival, and we had the Easter egg hunt in the spring. Mm-hmm. Fall festival. These will be as long as Sergeant Ruby and I are here. Definitely will be. Yearly events.
Yeah, for a couple of times a year to do community outreach and mm-hmm. and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks to all of those who made that possible, and look forward to that next year, the Community Harvest Festival. Yeah. So I guess anything else we need to mention here this morning?
Probably. but just
I think we hit a lot, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, obviously, and we will, of course, help remember to tell folks, register to ring.com.
Yeah.
Can't get enough volunteers. And
absolutely. One of our goals is hopefully to be able to reduce our costs by having all volunteers. So that's our goal. So the more the merrier.
Yeah.
And it really means a lot.
Well, you can help, and your time is very valuable, and maybe you're thinking, I don't really have a lot of extra cash laying around to help. Well, if you go out and volunteer at a kettle, you're really helping. You're keeping the cost down, and the money that's raised in your kettle yeah. all stays right here. So
absolutely.
Great way to help.
I like to tell people, you know, not all of us can write, you know, $200, $300, $500 check. But you know, we go stand at a kettle for 3 hours. You know, we get, you know, that's what your time is worth when you come and ring. So
exactly.
We appreciate it.
Joining us today from the Salvation Army in Murfreesboro, Sergeant George Keith. Today, don't forget, we'll have the podcast up shortly.